Let's begin on the floor on your back. So bend the knees and bring the feet to the floor. And then interlace your hands, your fingers, and bring your hands overhead, pressing the palms of the hands away from the top of the head. So take a few resting breaths here and broaden the back of the ribs against the floor so you feel the whole back of the body on the floor, and soften the back of the body so you broaden and lengthen in the back body. Then take an inhalation as you press the feet into the floor and stretch up through the hands at the same time. So feet into the floor initiates a stretch through the palms of the hands, so the whole spine is lengthening and it's dropping down into the mat. On the exhale, soften all of your effort. So your arms will release a little bit, the elbows soften on the exhale, just softening. It's very important to be able to soften and relax in all of the aspects of what we're doing. And then to marshal your energy, and again, on the inhale, feet down, reaching up through the palms of the hands, lengthening the spine. On the exhale, softening, shoulders, elbows, whole body softens on the inhale. Stretching, and on the exhale, softening. Okay, and then we'll roll over and come onto your hands and knees. And from here, turn your toes under and come all the way up to downward facing dog. If downward dog is a little traumatic for you, consider that you can substitute either a child's pose or bend the knees or even be on the hands and knees. That would be another option. Otherwise, continue lifting the sit bones, lengthening the spine, and that same feeling of pressing the palms into the mat and pressing the feet into the mat and lifting through the length of the spine. That comes along with your downward dog. Now, bending the elbows, shifting your weight forward, and then from just lowering to a plank and then all the way down to the floor. Now, lying flat down, and on an inhalation, you will lift the chest and the head, keeping in line with the spine. Keep the legs active, the hips squeezing together, and then feel your breath down in the lower ribs so you feel your breath opening in this pose. Come down on an exhale and press through the hands, either back to the hands and knees and child's pose, or you can turn the toes under and come all the way to downward dog. Big inhalation here. Again, a little lengthening through the body, opening up with the breath, following the breath in the body. Step the right foot forward. We'll take a lunge on the right side. Knee down, hands onto the thigh, and press your thigh down and out of the pelvis. And then draw the shoulder blades down and broaden the collarbones so you feel the legs moving in opposite directions, giving you a lift up the front of the spine, and breathe down into the lower ribs. So easy full breaths, not holding tension in the center of the body. You want to be very soft there so the breath is receptive and can move in the directions that it has to fill and allow the energetic expansion that occurs internally with this pose. When you're ready, we'll bring the hands down alongside and step out to downward dog. Again, sit bones lift, the lower belly hollows and lifts. You can keep the knees bent or the heels up or both if you need to get the feeling you need from the pelvis and through the spine. And then let's lower the knees to the mat this time and walk your hands out just a little bit so you'll be in a high plank and then you are up from your knees. So walk your hands forward. Keep your knees on the floor, but walk your hands out. And then shift your weight forward and lower down so you're lying flat. Good, that's it. And then inhale into cobra pose. Big breath here. Take two breaths, feeling again the ribs opening. And then exhale down. Turn the toes under, back to the hands and knees, or all the way back to downward dog. Big breath, opening up, moving with your breath, keeping your awareness with the movement in the body. So even if these are very familiar poses for you, bringing a sensitivity and a newness to the moment. So you're here, it's a different day, it's a different time, it's a different body, It's a new experience each time. Step the left foot forward and take the lunge on the left side. And again, feel the kind of a sinking down through the pelvis, a lifting up through the center or the core of the body. The hands on the thigh press down, that activates the shoulder girdle, so you can feel the shoulder blades moving down, the collarbones broadening, the spine supported through the base of the neck and the front of the throat all the way up to the crown of the head. Breathing up and down through the core of the body. And then we'll step back to downward dog. And then step the feet forward behind the hands. Take as many steps as you need, but you're just going to walk up behind the hands. Be on your fingertips and keep your knees a little bit soft. Relax the back of the neck so you feel balanced over the arches of the feet. And then lift the sit bones a little bit and separate the sit bones so you get a sense of really working in this area of the body and the pelvis, which needs to be refined in its movements in order to successfully practice pranayama. Now, bend the knees, and we'll keep the knees bent. Open the arms out to the side so you get broad across the chest. Unfold from the hips into Utkatasana, arms up alongside. Good. And as you feel your weight dropping into gravity, you'll feel a lift up the front and a lift all the way into the hands. So remembering what it's like to feel the feet pressing into the floor and the arms reaching at the same time. And then feel your breath in the space in between. When you're ready, you'll straighten the knees and open the arms out to the side and down. Excellent. And then step back. Let's step back with the left foot first. So you're going to face the long edge of your mat. And facing the long edge of your mat. But the right toe's turned out towards the short edge. Good, that's it. And then bend the right knee so you're in a position for side angle pose. Make sure you turn your left toes in enough that you can lift on the inside arch and that the hip isn't stressed in some way. Folding to the right. And for those of you who are a little tight through the chest, you may find that bringing the arm around behind the waist is helpful in getting the rib cage to roll around the spine. So that might be a useful place. And then same thing, if the neck is tight or the shoulders are tight, you might benefit from looking out into the room or even down at your foot or at the floor. So practice or experiment with different positions for the arm and the head that help you to get this sense of lengthening and opening from the entire spine, not just the parts of it that might be more mobile. And then you can bring the arm either straight up or alongside the head to finish the pose if that works for you. Again, just notice if you pulled yourself out of alignment or feel less centered because of the position of the arm or the feet, then come back into this feeling of being collected and breathing through the wholeness of the body. We'll come up with an inhale, soften the upper arm when you come up, so it's really coming up from the power in the legs and the navel center, and then switch your feet in the other direction. And again, you take a deep fold and tilt to the left this time. The hand around behind helps to get the spine aligned. Your hand around behind lets you know where your back is, and that might be somewhat of a surprise. Feeling your shoulder blades moving down, the collarbones broadening. Strong work through the legs, particularly the outside edge of the right foot in this case, the right heel pressing down. And then you can bring the arm wherever it seems to support your intention in this pose. Again, being careful about throwing too much stretch to the side so you don't want to get disconnected between the ribs and the pelvis. I'm going to draw the navel in and stay knitted together between this mobile area of the body. And always finding your breath to be easeful. So without stress or holding in your breath, you know, sometimes we push a little bit in asana, but in this particular case, we're looking to open our breathing more than we are looking to develop capacity in particular asanas. So work with each of these asanas in a way that emphasizes your internal experience of the breath and is less about developing more strength or flexibility for yourself. Come up on an inhale. Remember to soften the upper arm working from the strength in the abdomen and the legs. And then turn the toes towards each other. And with the right distance between the feet so that when you fold forward, you feel still very stable and collected through the pelvis. And then you just tilt forward. You can see that he keeps his spine nice and long and straight. It's very contained through the core of the body. And bring the fingertips to the floor. There are many different handholds here, but think more about your pelvis and the lower belly and the way the breath is moving rather than the things that we might normally emphasize in this pose. Now, to get a little more articulation through the abdominal wall, on the exhale, pull the abdominal wall up and then pull over to your right. So it's just an exhale and a drawing of your belly over to the right. And then on the inhale, soften, let it come back to center. And on the next exhale, pull it up and slip it over to the left. So there's a bit of a movement in the pelvis, but it's definitely initiated through the abdominal wall and through all the muscles of the abdomen. You can do that just a couple more times. Inhaling, there's a release to the center, and exhale, pick things up and just pull over to the left. So it's like you're using the capacity of twisting or of turning or a lateral stretch to draw over and then over to the other side. So getting used to being able to move all the abdominal muscles in conjunction with the breath, but in a way that might not normally be in your awareness. Good. All right. And then to come up from here, bring the hands back. So your fingers are right in your lower belly. You can feel those muscles begin to engage as you start to lift and coming up on the inhale. And then step to the short edge of your mat. Feet about hip width apart or together, depending on how you like to work with Utkatasana. And then as you bend the knees and drop down, open the arms out to the side and sweep them up alongside the head. Big breath here. Again, press the feet into the floor and use that to lengthen through the whole spine. So you feel the breath and the using the weight of the body and using gravity to really help you to lengthen. And then let's stand all the way up and float the arms out and down. And then step your feet apart and bend your knees, and we'll bring the hands down onto the thighs to work with Agni Sara. So in this one, you'll want to bring your chin down, so you're kind of looking at your navel to keep the throat contained. On the exhale, there's strong work from the inner thighs, outer edges of the hips, pelvic floor, the buttocks, back of the sacrum, and the lower belly. So the pelvic container gets contracted from the floor, the sides, the front, and the back, and pulled up. So on the exhale, everything moves in and back towards the spine, and then is drawn up. And on the inhale, a very slow, smooth release through the whole structure. So the inhale and relaxing is just as important as the exhale and contracting. Both of them are very controlled. And we'll do a few more in that way. Strong exhale, contracting, drawing up, and releasing. And if you find that it helps you to actually move the pelvis, to round it slightly or to put a little more movement in, that's fine. It is a very deep and internal practice, but sometimes it helps to get an external movement first or to have the internal movement be able to drive the external as well. So you begin to move energy, right, not to stay caught in the pelvis, but actually to move it in through the rest of the body. So this is the practice of Agni Sara, which is very essential to starting to get some mastery over the pranic force, which is so important and active in the navel center. And there are other, it's worth exploring that practice in more detail, but for now we're going to keep to move on. So when you're ready, your next inhale, you'll step your feet together, and let's come back to Utkatasana to transition to the floor. So bending the knees, opening the arms out and up, and on the exhale, float the arms out and down, but keep the knees bent. Bring your hands to the floor, and then you can lift your sit bones so you're in standing forward bend, but step one foot and then the other back to downward dog, or just lower your knees to the mat. Take a breath or two in down dog if that's a good place for you to lengthen the spine and kind of bring right balance back to the knees, shoulders, hips, and then lower the knees to the mat. And for just one moment, let's sit between the heels or on them. And you'll take a breath or two here. And in that breath, begin to experience the awareness of the pelvis, the pelvic floor, and its connection up through the core of the body, the front of the spine. And as you press your hands into your thighs, you'll feel the shoulder girdle being activated to support the upper body. And then as you like, you shift your hips off to one side and bring your feet out in front of you for a twist. Separate your feet. There are many seated twists that you could do here, so any of them that you really like would be fine. But this one is particularly helpful for opening up for breathing. So on an exhale, drop your knees to the right, and then swirl around to the right, bringing your hand with you, so you're turning all the way around. So it gets a good turn right in the midsection of the body, and breathe into that. And then come back around on an inhale. Feet stay right where they are, but you lift the knees and then drop the knees to the left and turning around to the left. The closer in you walk your hands, the more that kind of lift up the front of the spine. And also you'll feel a little tighter constriction right through the center of the body that you can breathe into to help open up. It's open up the diaphragm and open up the solar plexus, open up the center of the abdomen. And then come back around on an inhale. And there are a number of seated forward bends that would work for us here. We're going to work with Marichyasana, but feel free to substitute the head to knee pose if that works better for you, if you have trouble with Marichyasana. So in Marichyasana, we'll start with the right knee up and straighten the left leg. And you draw the right foot in close, the heel close to the sit bone, but a little bit to the outside of it. So when you fold forward, you'll come easily between the knees. And you're going to lift your sit bone up, lean forward, and then wrap the arm around the shin and catch your hands behind the waist. So there's a lot of good pressure right down in the abdomen and in the pelvis that helps you to develop your capacity for breathing and to seat the mind deep in the body. So taking a few breaths here, reaching out through the heel of the left foot. Notice that left leg is still active. If this is a challenging position, you can bend the knee. And of course, the other option was to fold the right knee down on the floor, and then you'd be in a more classic head to knee pose. Coming up on an inhale. And we'll switch sides. Again, lifting yourself up, your sit bone comes way up off the floor on the bent knee side, but he's lifting it on this side as well. And then you can sit the pelvis back down and reach around, clasping the hands behind the back. And not worrying too much about how far forward you come, but rather having a real strong sense of the breath, the inner focus of the mind, and that sort of anchoring down into the pelvis. It's very satisfying and grounding pose if you can find a way to be comfortable. Making sure you're breathing slowly, smoothly, and that the breath feels very nurturing and centering. So if you're struggling with your breathing, you might want to adjust the posture in some way. And as you like, let's come back up on an inhale. And then drop the knees to one side and then to the other, just a little casually to loosen up through the lower back a bit. Yeah. Excellent. And then come onto your forearms. So just kind of lower back, keep your feet right where they are, lower onto the forearms so that you can lift strongly through the spine. You might want to slip forward just a little bit, Karan, so that your arms are really strong on the mat. Yeah, there you go. And then bring your elbows right under your shoulders. And lift up really strong through the lower back. Yes, so that you're not collapsed down, but rather have a strong lift on the back side of the body. Then bring the legs up, unfolding from the knees. Strong holding through the spine here, really keeping the spine erect. And on the exhale, lower the right leg. Hold on the inhale, hold on the exhale. And then inhale the right side up. And exhale the left leg down. And inhale and hold. Exhale, hold. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lower the right leg. Inhale, hold. Exhale, hold. And inhale, lift. Exhale, lower the left. Inhale, hold. Exhale, hold. And inhale, lift. And bend the knees, both feet to the floor. And then drop the knees, come back up to sitting, and drop the knees one side and then the other. Again, just a slight twist here. Yeah. Yeah, two breaths, and then come back around and take two to the other side. Good. And then let's bring the soles of the feet together. And you can keep the feet as far out in front as you would like, but you would like to feel a little bit of space for yourself so that you can come forward easily. So some of you may be able to bring the feet all the way into the pelvis, and that's fine, but otherwise a comfortable distance so that you have some room to tilt forward, because again, we're more interested in the pelvis than we are in whether the legs are down or up, or the knees are down or up, or how far forward you do come. So when you can get that sense of some engagement through the pelvis, some lengthening through this part, and the inner thighs opening as well. So resting here, a few breaths, pressing the knees down, even if they're not on the floor, or if they are on the floor, pressing them down. So there's a sense of opening. And then come up with an inhale. And swing around with your legs behind you so you're lying face down. Arms down alongside and squeeze the hips together. That will bring the legs together as well. And then on an exhale, lift the legs. And on the next exhale, lift the chest, arms, and head. And breathe. Be comfortable breathing here, holding. Feel the whole back side of the body engaged and lifting and floating on the exhale and the inhale. So make sure you're breathing easily and fully and comfortably with only the minimum amount of effort in the body, which there's a bit of effort here on the back of the body. And then you can come down on the exhale, turn your head to one side and take a rest. And sitting back in child's pose. A resting breath. And then roll over onto your back for bridge pose. Make sure your feet are not too far apart. So they're right under the knees, right about hip width apart. And press the feet into the mat and the arms. So feet and arms into the mat, lift the pelvis and roll up the spine. We're gonna hold here. Those of you who prefer a prop can take one under the pelvis, but otherwise let's stay just lifting with the action through the legs. And notice again that you can breathe and still be very engaged through the pelvis, pressing the sacrum up into the body, pressing the arms down and lifting the spine into the body. The shoulders, the collarbones broaden, and the breath is easy and full. The feet stay active, the legs stay active. And there's a sense of energetically moving passively, really, up the spine and even collecting at the throat and then moving all the way up into the center of the head. This is also a place where you may, for your own personal practice, add, say, the wheel pose or Vrindavanasana, Chakrasana, some of the more intense postures or inverted poses that you may want in your own personal practice. For our purposes now, we're going to roll down and then take just a little bit of knee side to side to loosen up the back in whatever way feels right for you. And some of you may prefer to do a leg cradle here or wind relieving pose, or again, some preferred inverted posture before we go to Shavasana. But for our purposes, again, now we will go to corpse pose, Shavasana. In Shavasana, if you need prop under the head or even under the knees, be sure you take it. And you may want a blanket or a shawl to cover the body. Allow your whole body to rest. You can bring your attention to the back of the body and feel the back of the body supported by the floor. And then bring your attention to the breath and soften any holding around breathing. So if by being aware of the breath, you're aware of some of the deeper and tinier tensions that might be pulling on the breath or holding it back, see if you can soften those. So there's no resistance to breathing, and yet there's still a shape to it. So the inhale and exhale flow into each other. They're not pauses between either the inhale and exhale or between the exhale and the inhale. And that's a pattern that comes mostly by allowing the body to relax so that the breath can flow more smoothly. And it does take a little while for the breath to begin to equilibrate with the new stillness in the body. But if you pay attention to the ease in the body and to the breath, that whole process happens much more quickly. So keep the mind focused on the ease in the body, the stillness in the body, until the mind also becomes still and comfortable and inwardly turned. And then bring your attention to your face and soften the eyes, the brow, the cheeks, the mouth. And allow the eyes to drop back into the head. Soften the breath. Soften the inner ears, the root of the nose, the root of the tongue. Draw your attention to the base of the skull. And soften down the front of the throat, the neck, from the base of the skull to the base of the neck, and rest your attention in the hollow of the neck. And soften across the tops of the shoulders and into the shoulder joints, down through the upper arms, to the elbows, through the forearms into the wrists, out through the roots of the fingers, the joints of the fingers, into the fingertips. And let the fingertips be sensitive. And then be aware of breathing. And then draw your attention from the tips of the fingers back through the joints of the fingers, the hands, the wrists, the forearms, the elbows, the upper arms into the shoulders, across the tops of the shoulders to the hollow of the throat and the base of the neck, and then down into the center of the chest, Feel the back of the rib cage. And feel the heart and the lungs. And rest your attention right in the center of the heart, the center of the chest. And be aware of the breath. And then draw your attention a little lower to the navel center and the solar plexus. Feel the back of the waist. And feel the inhalation and the exhalation gently unfolding here. And then draw your attention a little deeper into the pelvis. And feel the bones of the pelvis. Feel the sacrum, the hip bones, the hip joints. And soften the lower belly. And then draw your attention down through the hip joints into the thighs and soften the muscles of the thigh. And move your attention down through the knees, the calves and the shins, the ankles, and out through the joints of the feet, to the tips of the toes. And rest your attention in the toe tips as you are aware of breathing. And then draw your attention back. The joints of the toes, the feet, to the ankles. And up through the legs, knees, and thighs into the hips. And collect your attention in the pelvis. And draw your attention through the pelvis to the navel center and the solar plexus. And then up into the center of the chest. Feel the shoulder blades, the shoulder girdle, the arms. And the hollow of the throat, the base of the neck. And draw your attention from there up into the center of the head. Be aware of the whole body from the inside. Be aware of the breath as if the whole body breathes. And bring your attention to the touch of the breath in the nose. And let that awareness draw your awareness a little higher to the eyebrow center on the inhale. Each inhalation drawing your attention up. Each exhalation following the touch of the breath through the nose. and out. And then hold your focus at the eyebrow center. And again, being aware of the whole body. And aware of the whole body breathing. And then take a slightly deeper breath to bring yourself back into movement. Feel the space around you, the weight of the body on the floor, still being aware of this inner touch of the breath. Gently move the fingers and toes. And when you're ready, you'll draw the knees in and roll to one side. Take a breath or two on your side before you come up to sitting. Take the support you need to sit. Close your eyes and adjust your sitting so that you are as comfortable and stable sitting as you were lying on the floor. Like to sit with the spine as long as it was when you're lying down. And that requires a bit of engagement through the front of the spine, but to also be able to soften, particularly in the groin, the inner thighs, the shoulders. Checking the jaw, the mouth, and the face so that you're soft and relaxed in every way and still lifted from the lower belly right up the front of the spine. Through the navel, the heart, the throat, the eyebrow center of the head, the crown of the head. Feeling the sit bones dropping down on the exhale, and the lift up the front of the spine on the inhale. Softening anywhere where you find unnecessary gripping, whether that's the belly, the inner thighs, the jaw, the face. And establish that smooth, even breathing. The inhale and exhale, even in time and no pauses or jerks. And then we'll begin the practice of Anuloma. So recall we need to bring the right hand to the face. We'll close the right nostril with the thumb and the left nostril with the ring finger and the little finger. And we're going to begin with the forceful exhalation, a long deep inhalation three times on the left side. And then we'll take three resting breaths and do three forceful exhales and long deep inhales on the right side. So beginning, we will take a deep inhale through both nostrils. Close the right nostril with a thumb and exhale. Long, deep inhale. Exhale. Long, deep inhale. Exhale. And a long, deep inhale. Strong exhale. And now three resting breaths. On the resting breaths, allow those breaths to arise spontaneously. So they may be very subtle and very slow. I'm not holding the breath deliberately, just allowing a very slow inhalation and exhalation, as the metabolic demand for breathing may be quite lessened as a result of the practice. And now we'll repeat on to the right side. So deep inhalation both through both nostrils. Closing the left. And exhale, right. Long, deep inhale on right. Strong exhale. Long, deep inhale. Strong exhale. Long, deep inhale. Strong exhale. Long, deep inhale. And three resting breaths. And keep your attention on the touch of the breath in the nose. And notice the difference between the nostrils. And perhaps they feel equally balanced. And now we'll begin step two. Step two, both the inhale and exhale are forceful. So again, inhaling through both nostrils while closing the right nostril. And exhale, left. Inhale, left. Exhale, left. Inhale, left. Exhale, left. Inhale, left. And three resting breaths, both nostrils. Deep inhalation, both nostrils. Closing the left. Strong inhale, right. Strong inhale, right. Strong in, exhale, right. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. And three resting. Step three, the inhale and exhale are of equal intensity and equal length, but a little lighter and a little faster than step two. So we'll do five breaths on each side this time. Inhaling both nostrils, closing the right nostril, and exhale, inhale five times, left side. Three resting breaths. Feel the difference between the nostrils. Feel the touch of the breath in the nose. And when you're ready, a deep inhalation through both nostrils. Closing the left nostril. And strong exhale, inhale five times, right side. Three resting breaths. Now you may continue with other pranayamas, nadi shodhanam, bhastrikam, whatever practice you might also be doing. Or you may move directly to meditation practice. Feel the touch of the breath in the nose and allow that awareness to draw your attention and the breath right up to the eyebrow center or a little higher into the center of the forehead until gradually your energy and focus have collected entirely at that point. And then you sit with your awareness there in the energy or the light or the sensations that you are aware of. And continuing your meditation practice from there. Namaste.